Welcome to the Real Estate Trainer Podcast with your host, Brian Eisenhower. This podcast is brought to you by Eisenhower Coaching and Consulting. ICC provides customized and structured coaching and training programs for real estate agents and team leaders, representing many of the top producing agents in North America. ICC also offers broker and owner consulting on agents recruiting, training, and retention. For more info, visit EisenhowerCoaching.com or find us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Brian Eisenhower here, and I am with, you can see my beautiful wife next to me on the screen, Robin Eisenhower. Hi, Robin.
Hey, babe.
Yeah, Robin is actually up in our master bedroom right now, and I'm down in the down in my office. We are home sequestered because of the coronavirus. We are in the same home. And then we've also got two members of her team, Carrie Acosta and Rudy Martinez. Hey, guys.
Hello. Hi, Brian.
Hey, guys. Thank you guys for taking time out of your weekend for us today. You know, in the light of the coronavirus, and we're all kind of practicing social distancing, and you know, depending on where you are in the United States of America, you have different degrees of restrictions on what we can do as realtors, right? It's kind of frightening because, you know, some people are unable to go out and show property right now and list property and that kind of thing. And I've seen the biggest concern. There's lots of concerns out there with how we're going to continue to practice in this, you know, this new world where we're really confined to stay in our houses, or at least advised to. And I think the biggest problem is actually around showing property. I think that's probably the biggest issue out there. I think you guys in particular have kind of mastered the art of doing video conferencing for listing consultations and buyer consultations. I mean, a lot of millennials prefer that anyway, so that can be a normal part of the business. But virtual showings, it's kind of, our hand is kind of getting forced, and we're having to pick that up. Are you guys seeing that too?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. We, you know, even today I just got a text from a fellow listing agent. What are you doing with all your listings? Are you putting them on hold status? Are you taking them off the market? And I really think that this video conferencing can definitely help keep our market moving forward.
Yeah, I think we have an obligation to do so too. I think it's a great point, Robin, because number one, I mean, and you're hearing all the governors and the president say, for those of you that work at home, please work. You know, we need to keep our economy pumping and moving, number one, right? And if we're able to work and conduct business, that employs a lot of people and that keeps the market moving. So once again, realtors are kind of the engine of this thing. So if we can figure out a way to be innovative and get it done, then let's do it. And I think that's the reason I asked you guys on the middle of a Sunday to come together, because this video is intended to help a lot of agents out there on how we can conduct virtual showings. I think number two is we have a fiduciary duty to our sellers and our buyers. A lot of them need to buy and sell, especially sellers. If everybody's just agreeing to hold their property off the market right now, understand that's going to limit supply. And when you have a limited inventory that limits supply, but you still have this unreal high demand out there that we had coming into this virus, it's going to drive prices up. So a seller has a strong negotiating power if they do stay on the market right now and provide some semblance of housing inventory for all these hungry wolves that we call buyers to go after. So you have almost no competition if we can stay out there and make your home accessible to view. So at least give it a shot, right? I mean, it doesn't hurt. We all are, I mean, all of us, with the exception of my wife and I, you guys are in different places. The seller's in a different place. The buyer's in a different place. We can do it safely. We can give it a try, right? And I'll tell you, you know, I think what we've, you know, what you guys are doing here, I think is phenomenal. And that's what I kind of want to show people is what you guys have quickly adapted and pivoted in your business to do to be able to continue to provide the highest level of service to your clients. And guys, for those of you out there watching this, this is a team that's used to closing 15 to 20 transactions a month. So especially as they're, you know, we're moving into spring and summer, they've got a high client demand of listings and buyers. So they're pivoting hard and fast to keep up with that. And quite frankly, you guys can all do the exact same thing too. So what we're trying to show you here is oftentimes you're going to have four people on a video conference. I'm going to play the listing agent, kind of. Just because I'm talking the most here, which I usually do, my wife, who usually is the listing agent, is actually going to be the buyer's agent, Robin. So Robin would be the buyer's agent, and then Carrie is going to be our listing, our seller is going to, you know, she's going to be, and then Rudy is going to be the buyer. You see, Rudy's outside. I mean, he has no home. He's outside in nature.
Homeless.
He is completely homeless. No. Right. He needs shelter. Rudy just has a few wood beams above him. And some, I think those are vines. We are in California. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm looking for a house with a roof. That's what I need. So anyway, hopefully Carrie has just that, a roof.
We found Zoom as a solution to, ideally our seller is going to be inviting the buyer's agent, Brian, the listing agent, and Rudy into their home via video. And Carrie's going to represent our seller and kind of walk through that. She has set the Zoom app up on her phone, and it's really easy to do. I even called my mom this morning and she got it set up, and guys, if my mom can do it, we all can do it. So Carrie, it was pretty easy to get it set up on the app, right?
Yes, I'm in the same boat as your mom. I'm not, you know, super techie. So yeah, it was very simple, very simple.
So Carrie, why don't you go ahead and give our buyer Rudy a tour of your home. One of the easiest things to do is there is a button in the upper left-hand corner with a little swivel. You can turn your camera. It's very much just like our iPhone camera app. And walk us through your home.
Okay, so let me give you a little tour here of my home. See if this is something that might interest you, Rudy. Got the dining room here.
Okay, so it's off to the left right there.
It appears to be a roof. There's a ceiling.
There is a roof.
I like the roof.
Yeah.
Windows that can overlook the front. Okay. There is a built-in hutch. I'll zoom in here a little bit, show you how to kind of show features.
And notice how she's
like a pretty large dining room there, Carrie.
It's good size dining room. Opens up to the. Oops, excuse me. Let me pan. It's a mess. I've got things going on here, but kitchen.
Right. See how she's slowly panning there. She's slowly stopping and panning the whole room. And that's what you want to do, is you want to kind of get in the corners so that you can actually show. And even if Carrie, you see, it looks a little dark. And if you've been in Carrie's house, you know it's a very light house with lots of natural light. Don't rely on that. When Carrie, there she goes. She flips on the lights. And now, because video makes everything look darker. And if you look at my screen of these four up here, you see I'm really light. That's because I have all kinds of lights in this room because I shoot a lot of video here, right? And I know that I look the clearest to all of you out there that are watching this, and that's because of the light. The light increases the pixelization. It has nothing to do with my webcam or anything like that. If you bring in a lot of light, it makes it look clear, makes it look more attractive. So getting those lights on in the rooms before you show them, don't rely on that natural light. It looks different on video, I guess, is what I'm getting at. So she wants to pan and then she moves in. The other thing I want you to notice too is I've got it set for a gallery view right now where you all can see all of us. If I switch this over to the normal view, because typically we're not gonna have all four of us watching this little tiny screen, we're gonna want Carrie in the corner to show her view. And Carrie, could you speak a little bit for me?
Sure. So like for instance here, I think this is what you're saying, Brian, like here's the living room, trying to stand in a far corner. And then to come in.
Now, if I speak over her, Rudy, why don't you speak over her really quick?
Hey, Carrie, can you real quickly, are those tall ceilings? I'm trying to see.
There we go. See what nice. Now, yeah. Carrie, start talking again.
Okay, so yes, we have coffered ceilings.
Very nice.
All the way around.
Right.
And that's in the bedrooms as well. I can show you that.
So that's
Carrie, is that going to the backyard right there?
Yes, this exits to the backyard, correct.
Yeah. All right, I just moved us back to gallery view, and thank you for that, because I wanted to demonstrate when Rudy started speaking in the speaker view, it put the camera back on Rudy, right? So it's very important to tell your seller to keep speaking in speaker view, and you probably want to go into speaker view when we are showing the house. 90% of this is going to be done in speaker view. So we want the seller to talk as much as possible. The agents really should try to stay out of this, because then the video is just going to switch on them a lot. The buyer is going to have some questions, and maybe the agents can clarify a little, but for the most part, we need to tell our seller to kind of keep talking so that the speaker view control stays on her, so that we are seeing the actual house, which is the point of this whole thing. So notice that, and notice a couple other things, like how Robin had Carrie you know, told her to take the camera off her and click the little button up in the corner that actually spun the camera around so that she could walk around and point the camera at the house rather than her own face. That's going to be coaching that we need to do, right? If there's a bunch of background in the back of Rudy, you know, I heard some dogs barking somewhere out there. It wasn't enough to bother us. But if it were too loud, I might say, Rudy, can you mute yours? And there's a little, and just hover your cursor over your screen and you'll see a little mute button. And all of a sudden Rudy's muted, so we don't have to worry about any noise coming from Rudy. Because if we had noise coming from Rudy, the screen would constantly stay on him and it would ruin this and we would look unprofessional as real estate agents. Remember, we're gonna have to convince our buyers and sellers that we can still do business and here's how, and that we have a process and it's a process we're comfortable with and works well. So if we can minimize the need to troubleshoot and train and not have all these problems, people won't get so frustrated with technology, which we know they can do, right? Especially people that are older. You know, people that are older have a tendency, for the most part, I don't want to stereotype too much, but generally speaking, you know, they get older, they get a little bit more frustrated with technology. Too many hiccups in the middle of this can really make them have a bad client experience, which, you know, we as a, you know, listing agent, myself and Robin, in this case, the buyer's agent, you know, we want to look good for our clients, right? So important.
So maybe a trial run, Brian, with your seller?
Maybe, yeah. And Carrie, why don't you move the screen back so we can see your face again, too? We don't need, okay. Your house is beautiful, but I think we got it. Rudy says it has a house. That's all. So, he needs a roof. That's
so
it.
My question was, so maybe we should take a trial run with our sellers so we're not doing this willy-nilly. You know, we're
thank you.
We have a practice.
Thank you. Absolutely. I think the day, but you know, when you first list, I think getting your sellers up to speed on a trial run, so you run through it like this with them by using, like, again, we use Zoom, I think it's probably the most common, you know, tool out there for video conferencing. It's free too. They can download it on their phones. It doesn't cost them any money. You agents could upgrade to a $15 a month platform if you want. Don't really need to. So
to add there, so the seller is really the only one that needs it on a mobile device. So typically that's going to be their cell phone. So they will download the app. The buyer and the agents can actually watch from their desktop. They don't necessarily need it on their phone. So that will enable you to view the home in different views. Speaker view or gallery view, that kind of thing. So we're just trying to coach our sellers to get it on the correct device. In addition, this video can be recorded so that we can send it back to the buyer and they can rewatch it and keep looking at things and asking questions.
Mm-hmm. And we can actually send the video to other potential buyers with our seller's permission and the buyer's agent's permission so they can see how this works. In fact, I would record the demo that you do with the seller, you know what I'm saying, and maybe one of your buyer's agents. So you do a demo of it, so you get either another agent, yourself, heck, you, I mean, it's a demo, so you can actually have someone unlicensed doing a demo with you, that's fine, with the seller. And we record it so that way we can show buyers, that we don't work with normally. Hey, this works. You know, you do use it with your client, because that's going to be the key. Our job is going to have to be to prep our sellers and our buyers that this can work, and show them and teach them how. So doing this beforehand, so it's not a dry run when we first do it, and they're comfortable on their phone and all that kind of thing. Then I also think our job, and this is going to be huge, guys, I can't say this enough, because we are out in front of an industry right now that's paralyzed, that really thinks that we can't do business, and we need to change that perception. We're going to do that one by one, agent by agent. Hopefully a lot of them watch this video. That's why I thank you guys so much for doing this. But we're going to need to, like, educate the other agents, right? If you have a buyer, like Rudy is the sales manager of the team, and this is the number one team in Central California in sales volume in 2019. And so a lot of that success is due to Rudy, and Rudy's going to have to educate the buyers on the team and all the buyers' agents that we're going to, you know, see listings out there, and we're going to have to convince listing agents to do this. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to have to educate. So it might be worth it for Rudy to do a dry run with a listing agent to show them how to do this with their client before we even bring the actual buyer in. I mean, that's what we're going to have to go through at this time. I mean, what else you got to do? I mean, Rudy's got no roof. I mean, he's stuck at home with his family all the time. You know, like what? I mean, so right now, I mean, getting that word out and really helping each other as real estate agents, helping each other as professionals so we can quickly spread this knowledge and this experience that this works pretty well. I think you're going to find a lot of millennials, especially, who would prefer to do this rather than driving all over the place. I know I would. It's all I need. I mean, my Robin and I have bought houses together. She knows I could just bite off one photograph, let alone go through the freaking thing. So I think getting out there and educating buyer's agents so they feel comfortable bringing their buyers to do it, educating listing agents so they feel comfortable getting their sellers to do it, and just kind of educating the whole and sharing it with other agents in your local Facebook group, sharing this video out there. You know, you could send this video, that you know, this demo right here, to a listing agent and say, hey, can we do this? Or to a buyer's agent and say, hey, can we do this? So that we all learn to keep doing business so we can keep that economic machine running right now. To basically, I mean, heck, do it for America. You know, we need to keep it doing, if not for your own paycheck or for your own client's best interest. So guys, did I forget anything? Yes.
Brian, something you said, you know, we kind of just passed through that, but millennials are probably going to pick up on this pretty quick. That's why agents of my age, you know, the older 50s and 60s,
39 year olds.
You know, they need to get on board and hopefully this video will help them, because otherwise, you know, we'll get left behind if you don't stay up with these things. And if you want to sell some homes and help your clients, then we need to get on board.
Yeah. And this is kind of forcibly doing that. Like we've kind of put it off. You know, we could have, you know, we've all had this technology for a while, but now all of a sudden we have to. So it's almost like we have, and changing your practices and your day to day is really, really tough. But now, you know, we kind of have to do it. And I think in a lot of ways, this is going to really enhance the customer service agents can provide to their clients after this whole crisis is over with. We're going to be doing this a lot more, and we're going to be a lot more efficient as agents for our own practices as well, too. So neat stuff, guys. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. Well done.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Real Estate Trainer Podcast, sponsored by Eisenhower Coaching and Consulting. For more information about real estate coaching or to watch Brian's training videos, check out therealestatetrainer.com or find us on social media. And remember, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast so you get the latest episodes as soon as they're available.